Austin with Strangers featuring AJ Perdomo. It's one of the latest singles from the band from Kelowna that Jesse hates because they're from outside of the city.
It's true.
Before that, we had Poor Sport with Hit and Run. Jesse also hates them because they're from Victoria. Sorry, Jesse.
Slightly less because of the proximity factor, but...
Yes. That's off their latest EP, Apartments. And then before that, we had Cursed Words with Chapter 2, which is the new single from a very local band. It's very exciting. Very good. Saw them play on Friday, all three of those bands, and they were all excellent. It was a real treat. If you get a chance to see any of them, go do it.
Do it. Another local band that you, you probably haven't had the chance to see in the last little bit, unless you have been in Japan.
Oh.
Is...
I have not been in Japan.
I have not ever been in Japan, unfortunately.
I kind of want to go, though.
We should have gone for this tour. Definitely should have been roadies for Apollo Ghosts.
Ooh.
Longtime favorites of the mixtape, one-time guests, in which... At that moment, felt like the peak of this radio show. Personally, we've done great work since, but really,
it was a big moment,
a meet your heroes moment for us. Apollo Ghosts, legends in the Vancouver independent music scene, and they have continued to put out great new records, including the newest one, Amethyst, which came out a few weeks ago.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It's very good, which should not be a surprise. Yeah, right. We are going to hear a track from that album. Whoops! You might have just heard it start there. That's a quick sneak preview. You are going to hear the track "Strawberry Moon" by Apollo Ghosts right now. Record Like Before, which just came out and is great and full of other bangers like that one.
Nanla, famous for bangers only.
Yeah. Also, DJ On plays every instrument on that, so that's kind of fun.
That is fun.
We always love the old one-person band.
The old I don't need a band mentality.
Unless I'm performing live, in which case, please be my friend. You can check that out on Bandcamp or anywhere you find music these days. We have time for probably one song, maybe two. So we're going to hear from a Well, it is from a record. It's also from a band. It's from a record that is not out yet by La Lune. It comes out this Friday, April 19th. It is called Disparity. And we're going to hear the title track, Disparity, which is out now. This band, La Lune, I first heard of them. They were performing, was it Car Free Days? One of those festivals on Main Street where they closed down the whole thing. They're performing out in front of Neptune Records. And I was like, wow, this sounds like a band I'd be super into. Have I never heard of them before? And now they have music out, so we're going to hear it. This is some more sort of shoegazy goodness from La Lune, which means the moon.
Oh, that's relevant.
It's called Disparity.
Eclipse!
We'll be right back.
Well, Jamie.
Well, Jesse.
That is it for the Vancouver Mixtape this week.
Another classic episode, Jesse.
Yeah, you just heard Disparity by La Lune. And we will be back maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe months from now. The suspense will keep you tuned in, trying to figure out if we're going to be here. I know it. Anyway, thanks for listening, and hope you've enjoyed what you heard. There'll be a playlist up on cgsf.ca if you want to check that out. And yeah, we love you. Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Singers with a wide vocal range are thrilling to hear in concert. Even if you don't have any big names touring nearby, you can find birds with impressive vocal talents, like the widespread Northern Cardinal. In seconds, cardinals sweep through high to low notes many times. Even a virtuoso human singer would be hard-pressed to do that. The secret is in the clever way cardinals use their vocal organ, called the syrinx. With the right side of their syrinx, cardinals start whistling a high note, smoothly falling in pitch. Then, without a pause in the whistle, cardinals switch to the left side of the syrinx, which they control independently, and belt out the lower notes. Here's the song slowed down. Notice how seamless the whistles are. Dividing their vocal range between the two parts of the syrinx helps cardinals sing complex songs rapidly. The result seems effortless. But the best musicians always do make it look easy. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored in honor of Dave Goodward by his daughter Jenna, to thank him for sharing his love of birds.